Any shelters for them?
Oh, yeah. The shelter was under the barn, mm-hmm. or else it could be a separate shelter built out there for them, but most time it was under the barn.
And where would you turn the animals out to graze?
In a pasture.
And did you ever hear of a fenced-in place, sort of a makeshift place, where you could shut a cow up to milk, or if you didn't have a dairy?
Yeah, you could be a stall,
mm-hmm.
a chute,
what about,
working chute.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Cow pen.
What was a cow pen?
Cow pen was a small area that usually was a real small lot. You'd like, if you had to work a cow for some unknown reason, doctor her or milk her, then you'd put her in the little pen first,
mm-hmm.
and then usually adjacent to the pen or off from it would be the chute that you'd run her in.
Mm-hmm.
But the pen was a smaller area.
Would it be around the, near the barn? Or
oh yeah, most time it would be right in the area of the barn. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And if you were raising cotton, you'd say you raised a big
crop.
Huh?
Crop.
Okay. And you grow it out in a
field.
Okay. What would you call something like a field on a little smaller?
Pasture. Meadow. Okay. Not meadow. Meadow's large.
What's a meadow used for?
A meadow is usually where your hay crop is. You cut your hay off of a meadow, and it's a large piece of land. It might be from 10, 15, 20, 50 acres.
Mm-hmm. And a little area you say you planted potatoes in, you call that the potato?
Potato patch, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Patch.
What size is a patch?
Patch is I don't know exactly what the proper size would be. You refer to a patch as being a small, I'd say less than an acre of land,
mm-hmm.
would be a patch.
And say if you were going to break up the, get a field ready for planting, you break it up using a
disc.
Okay. What else would you use?
You would use a disc to break it up. You would use, depending on what you were planting, if you were planting if you were going to plant corn, then you would use what we call a middle buster,
mm-hmm.
or a bedder, which is what you cut the rows with.
What does it look like?
It's a device with a plow on each side. It's about 5 feet long. It's got a plow on each side, on each end of the 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go right down the center of the ground, cutting the row, in other words, cutting a ditch, well, then it leaves a bed in the middle and a ditch on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you put your seed in. And then when you go back with what you call your turning plow, which is one plow, then it goes down that middle bedder and throws that dirt back over into the ditch and covers
mm-hmm.
the seed up.
Any other name for that ditch that you cut?
Furrow.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago when they used horses to plow them, did you ever hear of a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow?
Yeah, I mean, I used no, I don't guess a special name. No, I can't remember it.
Mm-hmm. And something like a plow, it's got a lot of little teeth in it. It breaks up the clods of dirt.
Yeah, it's called a harrow.
Are there different kinds of harrows?
No, they're just different sizes. Some are one section, some are two sections, some are three sections.
Mm-hmm.
A section is approximately probably 4 feet by 4 feet.
Do you ever hear of something called a go devil?
No.
Or
never
a lizard?
Oh, are you talking about you're talking about an animal like
no.
Are we still talking about equipment?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. I've never heard of that.